What we are accustomed to. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Kempo, California, with a thought for today. What we are accustomed to. We're all growing up in different parts of the world. And in different parts of the world, we have different diets. We have different things that are available to us, different foods that make us happy, and we become accustomed to them. And so when we move to other parts of the country where other foods are available and we should become accustomed to them, we're still accustomed to the old way and the old ways of doing things. Now press that. And as we take these diets from other parts of the world, they are perfectly adequate for those people. Those people live well on those diets and comfortably on those diets and healthily on those diets, and they grow from childhood to death on those diets very well. And our scientists tell us that it's impossible. Our scientists tell us that it's impossible to have rice all the time. It's impossible for the, what were they? They're called the Irish. And they lived on potatoes. And there was a potato famine. And they couldn't have any potatoes. So they died. Or they moved out of the country. They died for lack of potatoes. Now, that's because they were accustomed to it. Now, why didn't they get accustomed to something different when the potatoes weren't there? Well, it's hard to make a change. It's hard to make a change. Do you think the people in areas where they had rice as a diet, if they did not have rice, they would be in that area? Sure. What would they eat? They would eat something else. They would eat some other kind of seed. They'd eat some other kind of what we might call weed. They'd eat some other kind of a plant. The Chinese lived in areas where it was stark, very, very bad, and they didn't have a lot of stuff. They learned to eat the weeds. They learned to find the value of the weeds and find the value of things that they later called weeds, because then they put crops in. But we have this situation that comes upon us that we become so accustomed to our diet. Now, our body says it needs the diet. Our body says it needs to have this diet, or else it will not live. It will not survive. It will not be able to continue. And that's a shame. But why is it that we are not more flexible with ourselves, with our diet, with our food, with our things? Because it's our mind, it's our thought, it's our attitude. Totally. Now, you say, surely not, surely not. Well, surely yes. If human beings can live over here on this, what we call a very poor diet, and human beings can live over here on what we call a very rich diet, and human beings can be living around the world on all these different diets, they can live on it. How do they become accustomed? When you first had your sip of beer, you said, yuck. But because the rest of the kids were drinking it, or pretending to drink it, or whatever, you had to have it, and you became accustomed to it. You became accustomed to the cigarettes. And Ellen, she is such an interesting person. She had a father. Did you know Ellen had a father? She had a father. And that father smoked cigars. And he would say to her, come, get on my lap. And she would climb up on his lap while he's smoking that cigar, with that smoke screen coming out of there so strong, and the whole room was filled with smoke, and the whole house was filled with smoke. Daddy's home. How do you know? Well, I can smell a cigar.
You liked it.
And Ellen was in love with a cigar, because Ellen was in love with her dad, and a cigar and her dad were the same. Now, she became accustomed to it. Her mom became accustomed to it. Can you imagine going to bed and kissing your husband good night, and he's got all that cigar breath on his mouth. Well, today, where we are not doing so much smoking, that seems very strange. And yet, that's just the way it is. Now, take these workmen who work out in the fields, and they are in a primitive area, and they come home at night, stinking from working out in the field, and sweating. Now, there's no water, minimum water. Water is not used for washing. I take a bath once a week, if that often, if ever. And they have the body odors. Well, the body odor is what is something they're accustomed to, something they're familiar to. Marie Antoinette, remember? Napoleon said, Marie Antoinette.
No,
you know, huh? Okay. What did you say? I'm not coming home. I'll be home in about 3 weeks. Please don't take a bath. I want to have all of your amorous odors, you know. And we never found out whether she did or not, but I kind of imagine she cooperated with him. But why? Why? And they were accustomed to this. This was what they were used to. This was something that was part of their culture, part of their nature. And they thought nothing of it. Why did they use so heavy perfumes and powders and things of that nature? They used that because they were accustomed to it. And being accustomed to it, that is what they did. Now, if we were accustomed to eating different foods, we would find it perfectly acceptable. If we were to go, let's say, to a rice country, and here we are from California. You are from California, you know. Whether you're from Switzerland or India or China or New York or whatever, you are from California now. You've been in California for years and years and years, as many years as a lot of people have lived. And if I were to take you with me to a rice country and we lost our way, and we had to bunk in with some of the locals, and they fed us their food, and they fed us rice just like they did. And we would say, oh, I can't eat all that starch, I can't eat all that. Well, you'd eat it, and within moments, virtually, your attitude would accustomize yourself to whatever the nature is. You would either do that, or what, Ingeborg?
Would die.
Or what?
Or eat nothing.
Well, that's a possibility, too. That's a possibility, too, eat nothing. But the thing is, you'd either do that or starve. Because you're accustomed to starving. If you don't have the food, you're going to starve. That's just the way it is. And if you have the food, you could starve, too. You know? Now, whatever we get accustomed to, we get accustomed to. Now, can you get accustomed to saying to yourself, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? That's a nice thing to get accustomed to. Do you think that it would happen to you if you made that meditative statement again and again and again and again and again to yourself? Do you think that it would happen? Do you think you can live in a rice country where only rice is served and finally get accustomed to rice and after a while feel rice is perfectly fine? Yeah?
I would.
When I'm in Nigeria, I eat an Americanized diet pretty much. Why? Because I'm only in Nigeria for a few weeks or months, you know. And I'm not there long enough to become accustomed to their food. What happens in the acclimation of becoming accustomed to their food? You get an upset tummy. You sometimes throw up. You sometimes do all sorts of things with your body because you think your body is missing its common foods that you're accustomed to. But after a while, I would become perfectly accustomed to whatever diet was given me, or die. Or I wouldn't live long in poor health, because if you live in poor health, you die. So we become accustomed to those things that are wonderful. Now, can you become accustomed to it? Can you become accustomed to virtually anything?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sylvia, what do the Eskimos eat? As the common
added,
blubber. What is blubber?
Fat.
Where does it come from?
From fish.
Well, not only fish, but like whales or seals or things like that too. But fish too. And what does science say about that? Naughty, naughty.
It has all the vitamins they need.
Well, yes, it does have all the vitamins. Yes, it does have all these things. But what does science say? Too much fat, too much blubber. But they live perfectly fine, don't they? Why?
Because they're used to.
Because for them in their climate, it's perfect.
They become accustomed to it. Well, yes, in their climate is perfect. I mean, if we're going to go into all of the deeper aspects of it, that's true. In their climate, it's perfect. Why is rice so perfect for people in their climate? Have you ever did a study on that? Have you ever done a study on that? I imagine they did. But why is rice so perfect in that climate?
If it grows there, it must be perfect.
Yeah.
Well, that's one way of saying it, and perhaps that's the best way.
It's probably cooling on the body in this hot climate.
It's probably what on the body?
Cooling.
Cooling.
Yeah, it has probably a easy digestive aspect
to it.
Well,
it certainly didn't happen by accident. It came up and was a fruit for them, and it was there, and I'm sure. When they have a famine of rice, and they have to eat other foods, like bananas and coconuts and stuff like that, they find that difficult. But in some islands, they don't have rice.
Coconut.
They eat bananas and coconuts, and they live perfectly healthy life. It's our acclimation to these things. We become accustomed to it. Now, can you become accustomed to all the good things in life?
Sure.
Can you become accustomed to nothing?
Yes.
Can you live a good, long life with very primitive foods and primitive surroundings, you know?
Sure.
Yes, you can. Now, what do the Africans dearly love to do? They dearly love to take their palm fronds as a broom, and sweep their yard, no grass, just sweep their yard, and sweep their house. And they prefer to have a dirt floor in their house than anything else. They don't like to sleep on concrete, which is the only thing that would last at any distance, and they don't like to sleep on wooden floors. They want to put something down, and I'm overplaying it, of course, but the thing is, we become accustomed to anything and everything. And I say, let's become accustomed to having good thoughts about ourselves.
Mm.
Let's become accustomed to saying, I'm whole and perfect. Let's become accustomed to saying, this is a wonderful meal. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And all it is some husks. And why would I be eating husks? I would be eating husks because they are what are beneficial for me at this moment. Why is it that I don't have other foods at this moment? I eat what is there because it's beneficial to me. And I don't eat it if it's not beneficial to me. But I eat it and it's beneficial. It cleans me out. It does all sorts of good things for me. And it's beneficial. We can live in life and praise everything that we have. Be thankful for everything that we have. Be thankful for all the foods we have. Be thankful for all of the wonderful circumstances we have, for the housing that we have. Why is it that I don't want to name any group, but why is it that people who live in poverty, that's the word, people who live in poverty don't know how to live in wealth. people who live in poverty and who have virtually nothing, and they're moved from their poverty shacks into a nice series of apartments buildings by the city of New York, for instance, and the first thing they do is they clog their toilets. They try to put everything down the toilet. They try to, I don't know what all they put down, but and then the next comes the sinks. And pretty soon the water overflows over all the apartments down below, you know. And pretty soon the water pipes don't have water in them. And they have to carry a bucket of water from someplace. And pretty soon the floors are just terribly bad. They're just filled with crud. Why is it that they do that? Now, this is true. This is true. And the housing developments that were put in New York, they had to have caregivers to them to make sure that the people used it properly. In fact, they had a class before each group of people would come into a housing and show them how to use it and how to use it properly and how to use it. Well, that's just acclimating them to a new way of life. They're not bad people. They just carried their traditional way of doing something into this new environment, which calls for a new way of doing it. Very interesting. Very interesting. Can you find a new way? You say, oh, I want to become spiritual. I want to become illumined. I want to become... Well, no, you don't. Because if you want to become illumined, you have to say, I am illumined. If you want to move into this beautiful new apartment building, you got to say, I am acclimated to this new apartment building. I know how to use this new apartment building. I know how to use the toilets and the sinks and the water. I know how to do it. And you see, do you know how to be a spiritually illumined person? Are you acclimated to that? Are you aware of what a spiritually illumined person does? A spiritually illumined person, first and foremost, lives in the now, the only time there is. A spiritually illumined person lives in the now, and as living in the now, it is done now. All things are done now. All desires are done now. And as we really become spiritually illumined, as we really become aware of our divinity, we become acclimated to what that divinity is. We live it, and we enjoy it, and we experience it. Now, do you want that for yourself? Well, the answer is yes or no.
Yes.
Depending upon what you're experiencing. For what your life is what you are, is what you believe. And if you believe your life is a, if you believe that you are spiritually illumined, then your life is a glorious, wonderful thing. If you believe that you're spiritually illumined and your life is not a glorious, wonderful thing, you have not become acclimated to what a spiritually illumined being truly is. Now, can we look at another person and say, ha, 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 you're not spiritually illumined? No, because if we see another not spiritually illumined, we are not. So we look at everyone and say, oh, you're spiritually illumined. Oh, you're wonderful. For years, I said on the top of my letter to everyone, beloved, because I only knew of everyone as beloved. And pretty soon, a lot of people found that a little difficult to receive. And so now I just say hi. And I just say hi. And I let you be beloved if you wish or not. But I just say hi. And I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to fight you. I'm just going to be myself. And I'm going to be who I am. And I'm going to look at all of you and continue to see you as my beloved, but I'll just say hi to you. And as I say hi to you, it means beloved. And if it doesn't mean beloved to you, it does to me. And that's all I know. So, well, where do you stand? To what do you want to become accustomed to? To what do you want to become acclimated to? To what do you want to have as your present step in life? Do you want to go backwards, forwards, or live in the now, in the glorious beingness that you are now? You can. It's up to you. Nobody else's choice but yours and mine. You can eat rice and live a perfectly healthy life, live in a beautiful body. Have you noticed how slim most people are who eat rice? Mm-hmm. And that's supposed to be very fattening. Huh? Have you noticed how some people who eat a lot of fattening things are very slim too? Eskimos have a little more blubber because the fat on their body helps to keep them warm. Well, not necessarily. That's their attitude. The fat does not keep you warm. Some people are fat and they're hot all the time and they're warm all the time, but the thing is, it's not what keeps you warm. What keeps you warm is your mental attitude. What keeps you warm is your mental attitude. Because the skinny men who live in the African desert and they're herding their flock there, and they stand on one foot so the other both feet don't get burned at the same time, and they're wearing virtually nothing, and yet they are living very well. They're living very well because they have acclimated themselves to where they are. So let's us begin today acclimating ourselves to the fact that we are divine, we are living now, and we are wonderful. Because that's how I see you, because that's how I am. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you. A bushel and a peck and a hug around the neck. I love you. Ah, yes, I do.